Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, I remember this song. The Cars, right? Who's going to drive you home tonight?
Saquon's driving. O-line's driving. Defense is driving. And Jalen's in the car.
We have
he's navigating. No.
We have diminished.
The Eagles have diminished the quarterback.
Of our $250 million quarterback.
I didn't do anything. The Eagles did this. This is
so it's not my fault. It's their fault.
I'm just watching. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from James Jones. And then we got to tell you about an incredible giveaway that we have starting today and how we're going to get there. First, though, James Jones talking here about Jalen Hurts and how he always does make the play when asked.
Jalen Hurts always makes the play.
Come on.
Whether it's with his arm, whether it's with his legs, whatever it is, he always makes the play. We've seen this dude get to the Super Bowl on his right arm. We've seen this dude win football games on his right arm. We've seen this dude win a lot of football games without Saquon Barkley. We acted like Saquon Barkley would have been drafted by the Eagles and been with Jalen Hurts since day one. Jalen Hurts been a winner before Saquon Barkley. So all this stuff we're saying about Saquon is true. He is an MVP candidate. All that is true. But Jalen was winning without him, and Jalen had to throw the ball without him. Jalen always makes the play.
All right, I want to respond to what James Jones said, because I think some
people... Speak on it, James Jones. Speak on it.
I think some people take this the wrong way. When you say Jalen Hurts is a game manager right now, he's along for the ride, whatever you want to frame it. I think some people take issue as...
They do.
That he's not capable.
They do.
But let me give you a reason that's not what I mean. I'm just saying right now, this team this year, he's along for the ride. I didn't think that in 2022.
I don't believe that.
I didn't think that in 2022. I thought he should have been the MVP of the league before he got hurt. I thought he was the driving force then. And let me give you an example of this with a higher level player. John Elway's career changed from the driving force of the Broncos when they went to 3 Super Bowls and lost them. Right, he was a great player. He's an all-timer.
I know what you're about to do, and you're wrong, Joe.
And then when Terrell Davis came along at the end of his career, John Elway was not the driving force anymore. He was along the ride as Terrell Davis ran them to the Super Bowl.
This is where I respectfully disagree. It's because you're right to a certain extent. When Terrell got there, it made everything easier. It made that team not so one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. John Elway's still a dog, though. They didn't have the same kind of cachet that they had when Bubby Brissett was back there playing. It wasn't the same thing, dog. It wasn't. I'm keeping it a bean.
Elway helped. He had the flip, the spin to the end zone when they beat the Packers. But, like, it was Terrell Davis.
You sat here and you have diminished the importance of the quarterbacks in about 30 minutes.
No, but some are more important than others in particular seasons.
Jalen's very important to this team. This is the ebb and flow of the NFL this year. Because if you look at most of the teams that are having success this year, they're not throwing the football a whole lot. They're not throwing the football. The running game has kind of taken the lead in this. And you know what's the ironic thing about this? I love the fact that the running backs are having a huge resurgence. But at the end of the day, Joe, the most important position on the field is the quarterback.
So,
and that has been shown in the past. It's just that this year, the focus has shifted. It's that too high safety thing, man.
Yeah.
We talked about it earlier in the year. That's what it is.
Let me say this. You're right and you're not at the same time, okay? You're right. It's become more of a running league, and the quarterbacks maybe are throwing a little less. But nobody's played as many games as Jalen and thrown as few passes as Jalen. Like, he's 22nd in the NFL in passing attempts this year.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other guys from, like, 23 down have only played, like, 8 games, 10 games, 8 games, 8. They've been backups, starters, hurt, in and out. Like, he has 12 starts under his belt, and he's only thrown 304 passes. He's not a big part of the passing game.
So basically what you're telling me is that when it all evens out, everybody plays the same amount of games, he's going to probably be right in the middle of the pack thing. Mm. I believe that's going to be the case, Joe, especially around this time of the year. I think that when you look at you have to look at every year in the NFL as its just its own separate thing.
I agree, but he's at the bottom of the separate thing.
And they're one of the better teams. Who else is that? Who else is that? Okay, if he's 31 well, or 32.
So he's 22nd in attempts. 22nd.
Who's 21st?
Well, 21st is Gardner Minshew.
Oh, that's not a good
question. So, but my point is everyone everyone he's around has only played like 8 games. You know what I mean? Like, cuz they've been banged up or hurt.
I guess the point that I was trying to make because what's your favorite quarterback name in San Diego? Well, LA, the Chargers.
Herbert?
Herbert's not throwing the ball as much,
but more than Jalen.
Yeah, but he's not, but still the fact remains is he's not throwing the ball that much. What's his name in Pittsburgh?
Russell?
The one that's Russell Wilson, not throwing the ball that much.
So, there's one thing that
Jared Goff, throwing the ball that much,
but more than Jalen. Everyone's more than Jalen.
Yeah, but it's still not. It's not the volume that it once was.
But he does get those like 400-yard passing games from Jared Goff.
Yes,
like he's capable of doing that. Nobody can give me a good explanation as to why the Eagles, at one point this season, figured that their best path to success was by limiting the importance of Jalen Hurts to this offense. There are two sets of samples. There's the first four games.
And then there's since.
And then there's since, right? And we know what Jalen looked like in those first four games. And don't give me that Saquon's great. Saquon was great in those first four games. Saquon was great this offseason when we got him. The Eagles went into this season wanting to throw the ball. The owner wants to throw the ball to win. They had to look deep within and say, not only do we need to feed Saquon more, we need to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands.
I'll tell you another thing that I feel kind of helps my argument a little bit is that we talk about Jared Goff and how he had 400 or 500 passing attempts in 405-yard passing games. He's been in that offense with the same coordinator for how long?
Well, that's true, and that's a good reason for it.
And we have a first-year coordinator in what's his name? Kellen Moore. I was about to call him Kellen Winslow. I don't know why. But we have a first-year coordinator. We don't want that. But my point is this. We found a formula for success in the first-year coordinator, and we're right on course, and we're considered to be one of the better teams in the NFL because we didn't beat our head against the wall trying to fit a round peg into a square hole.
I'm good with it.
You played to your strength.
It's square peg, round hole, by the way.
I did. I said it wrong?
Yeah, a round peg would likely fit.
But you just want to correct
me. I'm good with it, Hugh. I just want us all to say the same thing, though.
No, we are saying the same. No. But no, you're diminishing.
I'm not diminishing.
A little bit.
I'm being honest.
Bit.
He's no, you're along for
bit.
The ride.
A little bit. Because it's one of those things that when you say it, it's like, it plays. I understand what you're saying, Joe, because I work with you every day, and I know how you think. But the layman, the person that doesn't understand, that plays directly into their narrative about what Jalen can't do.
2013 Russell Wilson. That's what he is.
And Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer. God,
and maybe Jalen will be one day too.
Right.
But this is fine.
But Russell was along for the ride. Okay.
No, it's fine for us because I think we understand what's being said. But it's those people out there.
You're those peopling us.
I am here to teach.
Stop. We all agree, though, it's pretty clear that it's working and it can work. They can win the Super Bowl this way. We're just assessing the reality of the situation, and the reality is that Jalen's not driving the car.
That he's not.
He is definitely driving the car.
Nah, he's in the back seat. He's a back seat driver.
And see, this is where we get caught
this
up in the
hour
semantics.
Sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, we have something big to talk about. Remember last month when we had the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway?
Yes, and it was like the best gift we ever gave away in life.
Well, I guess we decided.
Do it again.
We're running it back.
This is the second best gift or promotion that we're doing in life. That's
Why can't
big.
It be better than the last one?
It could be better.
Well, I thought about that, but it has the potential to be.
Well,
that.
Here's why it's
got to roll it out first,
thing,
though.
Man.
Here's why it could be the best, or at least close to it, because we're giving away the exact same prizes last time.
Ooh.
We're just going to do it a little different. So here's what you have a chance to win, and then we're going to tell you how you're going to win, and we're going to do it a little different than we did in the month of November. All right. So starting today through December 19th, we're going to have 10 qualifiers. So each show, we're going to have a qualifying winner moving forward the next, 2 weeks or so. 10 qualifying winners. If you're a qualifying winner, say you win today, you win 2 Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, 32-ounce Jack Daniel's water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a tote bag. So that's the qualifying winner. And then the grand prize winner, the ultimate prize package, including A Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, Jack Daniel's original wood smoke and chips, and Gerhard's appliances, Weber grill, and 55-inch TV. I mean, this is the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway. Now, Hugh, last time we did this, we had a whole bunch of varieties, ways. We did Combo Con, and we had all those that. We're going to do a little different this time. So we're going to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking every single day. So
this should be fun.
Here's how you win this. Over the course of the show, we're not going to tell you what time, but at some point during today and moving forward the next couple weeks, you're going to hear this sounder.
Ho-ho. It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
So when you hear that, I love the candy cane thing. Yeah, when you hear that.
It kind of hurt my feelings every time I hear it.
When you hear that, we'll clear the lines. We'll get you on the phone lines if you want to participate for a chance to win. And you're going to have to try to guess what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. We'll tell you how when you hear the sounder, but listen for that sounder, and you'll have a chance to guess what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. That's coming up as we go throughout the show. When you hear the sounder, that's your cue to call in and be part of this and a chance at the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway, of course, sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chris in Middletown, who is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Happy hump day.
I know what's in Hugh's stocking. Hugh, it's a note from HR and says, please come to the show immediately when you're done. Don't go any place else, directly there. What did you do?
I didn't do a thing.
Mm. Why has the Cy Reddick been on freaking football team?
Don't lie.
I didn't cuss today. Well,
not yet.
Not in the last 30 minutes.
Well, you don't need to curse today because that's your partner's got you covered. Joel's here to show up today.
I just want us all to be on the same page with the quarterback, and it seems like it's challenging today for some reason.
Joe, I this is pure entertainment. Hugh, your partner too. He's trouble, Hugh. Man.
Oh but no, he. Back with your popcorn, there's a method to his madness. I don't agree with what he's saying, but it's just he's different.
Yeah, that you said it different. Guys, listen. So here's what's going on with the topic here. All right. Jalen's like me and Hugh, all right? He's just sitting in the back of the bus. He's along for the ride. Jalen's back there. He's in the back of the bus. He's long talking with OG Wade because you're going to hear from OG Wade today. I mean, you know the bat signal went up, and I can't wait for that call. But, guys, listen, you know, they're telling you who's driving this car right now. The offense runs for Saquon. Jalen deserves – you know, credit, he's doing a hell of a job turning around and handing that ball off to him. But listen, when they get in trouble, they run the ball. When they're up, they run the ball. When they need to finish a game, they run the ball. When they want to do anything offensively, they run the ball, and they give it to number 2-6. And come on, to the callers, Kevin, dude, bro, come down to reality. Let's be serious here. Saquon is going to break the single-season NFL rushing record, and that's not, like, a take. Dude, that's legit, like, going to happen unless something crazy happens. This is not Jalen's offense. This year, this is Saquon's offense. Now, to Joe's question, do I believe that Jalen could be Russell and carry this team for a short spurt if needed to? I believe Jalen can. And I believe that is what's going to happen, and I believe that is what's going to help us take a Super Bowl. And, guys, here's what I believe we are watching. We are witnessing and watching the greatest Eagles team ever in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, which is very long. And this is by far the best team, and we are going to have all of the hardware.
Well, you know, Chris, it's something you said there may have sounded crazy 6 weeks ago. It's not crazy now. Chris, we preached the phone call. I mean, the Eagles, we painted a picture yesterday, but they don't lose again the rest of the season. All the way through New Orleans and win the Super Bowl 15-2, number one seed, championship. I mean, I heard Ross this morning saying it's the best roster in the NFL. If you add that to 15-2 and a Super Bowl championship, yeah.
Yeah, the road to the Super Bowl looks like it's already been paved.
Well,
got to get there.
This is very disrespectful to the 49 team.
Yeah.
Which we all remember well.
What was your favorite game that season?
We all remember.
The one with the championship, obviously.
Oh, of course, the big one, the big game.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, how could...
How could you forget that?
I watched the highlights of it all the time.
Yeah. On the, was it color, in color or black and white?
No, it's a cassette. It's a VHS.
Okay, yeah. I got it. 215-592-9494. All right, Brooke is up next on WIP. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, brothers. How y'all doing?
Good, what's up, Brooke?
All right, is it possible that when you take a long ride to down south, three people might drive the car? Let me explain that. Okay, let's think about it. All right, without the defense, you wouldn't be able to have Jalen doing what he's doing. If you add Jalen's run yards to his passing yards, he's equivalent to Goff. You guys are way off talking about Jalen ain't driving. Jalen's driving, Saquon's driving, and the defense is driving. Everybody's driving. That's what's going on here.
Don't nobody drive when I'm driving.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, and I get your point, and I think at some point, if they're going to win the Super Bowl, Jalen's going to have to take the wheel back over and take it for a few miles. It might be an NFC Championship game where they're down 10 points and he's got to throw them back. But the last, I mean, on Sunday, he didn't drive that bus on Sunday. I mean, he sat and watched.
He drove, Joe.
He drove what?
The Dallas got a touchdown. That was a key throw. That was a big throw.
Swing past the flat.
Joe, Brooke. If Kenny Pickett was there, was he going to hit the pinpoint pass?
No, he didn't hit that.
He's made 11 completions on Sunday.
No. That wasn't a question.
What pass on Sunday was hard?
Dallas got a
pass. No, it wasn't.
Oh, my God. Did you see the pass that he hit to the outside?
To A.J. Brown.
Oh, come on, man. Come on now. Come on.
I think there's been games this year. Hold on.
Dude, there's been games this year
where Jalen has made some big-time throws, like the throw in the back of the end zone to Devontae against the Jaguars. We caught it one hand. Hold on. The play against A.J. against the Giants down the field. Like, he's had some bombs. Sunday's not the example, guys. That game. Like,
that slant was a big play.
It's a slant pass.
It's not, Joe, that play is not easy to throw.
Is that a high level throw?
We have diminished.
No, the Eagles have diminished the quarterback.
We have diminished. No, we as fans talk about, oh.
Hold on, the head coach called him a game manager twice. I'm just saying.
That was semantics, man.
He said manage. Brooke, appreciate it.
We've got to the point where, oh, man, you made that throw in my sleep. No, you can't.
So that's not easy. But most pro quarterbacks make the throw.
No, they can't.
Let's say that Brooke's analogy is correct, which I liked it. That you have a long road trip. Somebody's taking over the wheel.
Like our bus trip. We have all these drivers.
That's exactly right. Yep. Even though I want Herb on the wheel the whole time.
Mm.
He's the only one I trust. Think of every game this year so far as 1 hour of the car. Which hour has Jalen Hurts taken over the wheel?
Usually the one that's not a lot going on.
Well, like which of these games, consider each game an hour on this Eagles bus trip.
Gotcha.
No,
which one of them
it's not.
Was Jalen driving?
The Bengals.
I thought that was his best game.
Okay.
I don't think that's fair to the argument because you're simplifying it too much.
I'm just using his analogy.
What Jalen brings to the table is unquantifiable. I can't even. Don't be mad at me because I used the big old word.
No, it's totally quantifiable. They put stats out there.
It's not.
We all look at stats.
It's not because of the intangibles that he has, man. Jalen's a good quarterback. Jalen might not have been what we needed him to be early on, but Jalen has shown a tremendous amount of growth in the last couple of weeks, and it has been diminished because Saquon Barkley's contribution has overshadowed everything.
I think we have gotten too sensitive about Jalen. I really think we have. This is so clear. He's a game manager and along for the ride. It's okay.
No, it's
Tom Brady was in 2001, his first year. Russell Wilson in 2013. Troy Aikman was along for the ride for some of those Cowboys runs. It's okay to say it.
But it's the nowadays. I hear what you're saying. Again, I can't stress that enough. It's the negative connotation that comes along with that word. You're right about Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman's numbers are pedestrian when you talk about what his contribution to that team and getting into the Hall of Fame. But won a Super Bowl, won a couple of them with that team.
So,
and if Troy Aikman is not there, that Dallas Cowboys team is not the same.
I agree. But like, if we're doing this whole thing where, you know, game by game, which one has Jalen Hurts won? And if you even want to say the Bengals, He only threw the ball 20 times in that game.
I know.
And the defense held Joe Burrow to 17 points at home.
That's what we're doing, and I don't think that that's fair.
I don't think he's first on the list of reasons that he's won, any game this year.
That is not fair.
It's totally fair because it's true.
I don't think that's fair because I go back and I say the reason why we won that game against the Saints was because of Jalen Hurts.
No way. They scored 15 points.
And I know you're probably going to say, Joe, that they fell down on that crossing route.
They scored 15 points.
But Jalen Hurts was a part of that win.
He threw a pick in the end zone. He fumbled.
But Jalen Hurts was a part of that win.
He was almost the reason they lost.
He was a part of that win. I feel like
not the number one reason though. Not the driver.
He was a driver. He was the reason why they won that game. I feel like this, man, because we are so enamored by what other people are doing. It's by in comparison that Jalen's getting demoted. Because you're like we've talked about Josh Allen and the fact that he doesn't have receivers.
Yep.
And if he was here, yada yada. Well, guess what? He ain't here. And Jalen is taking full advantage of the position that he's been put in. And you have to give him credit for that, man, because the one thing I do know for a fact is the quarterback position is the absolute hardest position to play. That's the one position that's on the field that's hardest to feel in the NFL. It's so hard to feel. That's why every year, hell, the Chicago Bears moved on for one guy and got another guy, and he looks like he might be the guy, but hell, they had to fire the coach just to figure that out.
Yeah.
It is hard to do, man, and it's hard to make those plays and do some of those things that quarterbacks do. Just like we talked about last week, Caleb Williams and how he was in a situation where his coach should have helped him out. Didn't do it. You don't have that same word with Jalen.
I agree with you. Look, Jalen is doing a good job in what he's asked to do.
it's just the way you say it.
But I don't know how else to say
it. You're doing a good job. This is like you when you're really saying the defense is playing well.
Yeah, I wonder how.
It's not the same. I mean that sincerely.
You don't, with all my heart. Oh, what a lie.
You have a giant smile on your face. I see you turning red in there.
No, I'm not. You cannot see me. Now, that's a lie, Kyle. You cannot see me turning red.
I have an experiment I want. I want an experiment here for the entire fan base.
What?
I wonder how few completions he could have in a game, and we still say he's a driving force. So I just pulled this up. In 2019, when Jimmy Garoppolo led the Niners to the Super Bowl, right? Was he the driving force? It wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo. It was. Would you say Jimmy Garoppolo was the driving force of the Niners that year?
He was the quarterback of the team that went to the Super Bowl.
That was his position.
Did he do anything to help them win the game when the game was on the line? They were up at the half.
Hold on. NFC championship game.
I'm defending myself.
Hold on. NFC title game.
Yes.
They beat the Packers 37-20. Jimmy Garoppolo's stat line that game, 6 of 8 for 77 yards. He wasn't the driving force. And I don't think it's crazy to think the Eagles could win a playoff game if they get to play a slappy team like, I don't know, the Vikings or something. If the play the Cardinals in the first round and they blow them out and their defense dominates and Jalen throws the ball, he was 7 of 10. Is he the driving force?
So I see the game that you're playing now, Joe. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do in counter to the game that you're playing. How many wins has Saquon Barkley had with the team that he was just on? How many wins did he have compared to Jalen's?
But Jalen plays on a better team.
That ain't the argument we have. It's since we want to play some medicine to talk about who won the game.
I'm talking about this year's Eagles.
Jalen Hurts has more wins in the NFL.
Of course he does.
Without Saquon Barkley than Saquon Barkley has with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I know that.
but that's what we're diminishing these arguments
I'm
to.
I'm talking about this year's Eagles.
This year's Eagles is benefiting tremendously from what Saquon Barkley brings to the table. But at the end of the day, if Jalen Hurts isn't on this team, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that we would not be in the position that we're in. Even though his role has been diminished, he still brings something to the table that, like I said earlier, is unquantifiable. That no
it
other quarterback can do.
You're telling me if we subbed him out for another good quarterback, they wouldn't be doing this?
No, sub him out for Kenny Two Gloves.
Well, Teddy Kluglove is a below average quarterback.
The quarterback that's here, because that's the backup. Right, Let's use him.
Three or four games they would have won anyway.
No.
Sure they would have.
I don't believe that.
When the Eagles won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl.
Wow, now we taking shots at Nick Foles? Well, he was just a guy.
Well, you know what we could do?
Well, his career says that.
I think at some point in the show, we go through the list of every starting quarterback in the NFL and say, would they be able to win with this team? How many before we say no?
I like that idea. 215-592-9494.
You could do to win an argument. That is not right. It's not Nick Foles at the time that he played brought something to the table that no other quarterback could have done. That's a fact.
Well, he played as better than anybody in that Super Bowl.
It was below the belt, too.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Everyone,
you are so shallow.
I want that D, Danny.
Everyone, so relax. All right, Seth Joyner joins us next. We'll talk about all this and more. Saquon, Jalen, a 10-2 Eagles team. Plus, if you want to yell at me, you can. 215-592-9494. Is Jalen Hurts driving the bus, or is he along for the ride? This is the Midday Show.